Lesson 18, Popular Science 2, Part A, Micro-Listening.
Communicative Function, Drawing Inferences. In this part, you'll hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Listen carefully and decide which of the four choices in each problem is the best answer to the question you've heard.
1. Would you like to go boating with me?
What a good idea!
What does the woman mean?
2. You were very quiet at the meeting.
I was really fascinated by what every speaker said.
Why was the man so quiet at the meeting?
3. Do you know Maggie? She's a very nice girl.
We're from the same town.
What does the woman mean?
4. In summer, Bob plays tennis or golf. In winter, he goes skiing and skating.
Yes, he's always been very enthusiastic about sports.
What can be concluded about Bob?
5. I can't wait to see how Professor Wong will look when he opens our gifts.
Neither can I.
What does the man mean?
6. The service in this restaurant is really terrible.
Right. It's high time they got rid of half of the staff here, if you ask me.
What conclusion can we draw from the conversation?
7. It's lunchtime. Where do you want to eat?
What's wrong with the school canteen?
What do we learn from the conversation?
8. Will you be working at the student club tomorrow night?
I'm afraid so. I wish I could get out of it.
What does the woman mean?
9. I wonder if I could borrow your typewriter.
You certainly could if I had one.
What does the man mean?
10. I think I'll send Judy a postcard from Rome when I get there next week.
I'm sure she'll be glad to get one. She has a collection of cards from all over the world.
What do we learn about Judy from the conversation?
Part B, Macro Listening. Passage 1, Video Disc Player.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear. During the past several years, many new uses of television sets have been introduced. Video cassette recorders, video games, cable TV, and home computers are becoming popular accessories for the home TV. The video disc is the most recent and perhaps the most important of new attachments. A video disc looks like an ordinary record, but it reproduces pictures and sound. It is designed to play back programs that have been recorded on it. The manufacturers record movies, concerts, and educational programs on the discs. A video disc is made of plastic. Its surface is covered with tiny pits that wind around the disc in a coil. The size and arrangement of the pits form a code that represents the recorded pictures and sounds. As the disc spins on the disc player, the player reads the code and translates it into a TV signal, which is then shown on the TV screen. Manufacturers began developing video discs in the 1970s. Video discs and players have been available for home use since December 1978, and their manufacturers hope that they will become as popular as records and record players. Home entertainment, however, is not the only use for video discs. Some companies are developing video disc systems to store computer information and record visual computer programs. Home computers may even be used with video players in the future.
Question number one. What is the passage mainly about?
Question number two. What is the newest attachment to the home TV?
Question number three. What is not a recent accessory for the home TV?
Question number four. When did manufacturers begin developing video discs?
Question number five. Which of the following statements about video discs is not true?
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and, as you listen, write down the information about the video disc. Then complete the table below. During the past several years, many new uses of television sets have been introduced. Video cassette recorders, video games, cable TV, and home computers are becoming popular accessories for the home TV. The video disc is the most recent and perhaps the most important of new attachments. A video disc looks like an ordinary record, but it reproduces pictures and sound. It is designed to play back programs that have been recorded on it. The manufacturers record movies, concerts, and educational programs on the discs. A video disc is made of plastic. Its surface is covered with tiny pits that wind around the disc in a coil. The size and arrangement of the pits form a code that represents the recorded pictures and sound. As the disc spins on the disc player, the player reads the code and translates it into a TV signal, which is then shown on the TV screen. Manufacturers began developing video discs in the 1970s. Video discs and players have been available for home use since December 1978, and their manufacturers hope that they will become as popular as records and record players. Home entertainment, however, is not the only use for video discs. Some companies are developing video disc systems to store computer information and record visual computer programs. Home computers may even be used with video players in the future.
Passage 2. How does acupuncture work?
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Acupuncture has been practiced in China for more than 2,000 years, but its use in the Western world is still very new. Several hospitals in the United States are now experimenting with acupuncture as a way of treating pain. An American journalist who stood beside a patient during an operation in Shanghai recently described the process and its effects. To keep the patient from feeling pain during the operation, four needles were used, each about an inch and a half long. Two needles were inserted under the skin on each side of the patient's neck. The top of the needles were attached to wires which led to a small electrical device. Throughout the operation, the patient talked calmly to those standing around him, insisting that he felt perfectly normal. How does acupuncture work? How is it able to keep a patient from feeling pain? No very satisfactory answer has been given, but there are at least three theories. Some doctors believe that acupuncture somehow produces an effect upon the central nervous system. Others believe that acupuncture produces a chemical change in the body's fluids. Still another theory is that the needles make contact with an unknown system of energy in the body which travels along certain routes under the skin. The true explanation may be one of these or a combination of more than one, or it may be something entirely different.
Question number one. How long has acupuncture been practiced in China?
Question number two. What are doctors in the United States doing with acupuncture?
Question number three. Why did the American journalist go to a Shanghai hospital?
Question number four. How much do Westerners understand the work of acupuncture?
Question number five. What can you infer from the passage?
Exercise two. Listen to the passage again, and as you listen, take notes on the three theories of acupuncture given in the passage. Then complete the table below with the information you've got.
Acupuncture has been practiced in China for more than 2,000 years, but its use in the Western world is still very new. Several hospitals in the United States are now experimenting with acupuncture as a way of treating pain. An American journalist who stood beside a patient during an operation in Shanghai recently described the process and its effects. To keep the patient from feeling pain during the operation, four needles were used, each about an inch and a half long. Two needles were inserted under the skin on each side of the patient's neck. The top of the needles were attached to wires which led to a small electrical device. Throughout the operation, the patient talked calmly to those standing around him, insisting that he felt perfectly normal. How does acupuncture work? How is it able to keep a patient from feeling pain? No very satisfactory answer has been given, but there are at least three theories. Some doctors believe that acupuncture somehow produces an effect upon the central nervous system. Others believe that acupuncture produces a chemical change in the body's fluids. Still another theory is that the needles make contact with an unknown system of energy in the body, which travels along certain routes under the skin. The true explanation may be one of these or a combination of more than one, or it may be something entirely different.
This is the end of Lesson 18.